This episode is sponsored by the Learn Jazz Standards Inner Circle. If your goal is to level up your jazz playing this year and feel confident improvising over jazz standards, the Inner Circle has everything you need and more. With monthly jazz standard studies, a library of powerful courses, and a vibrant community of like-minded musicians, you're guaranteed to improve your playing every single month. Podcast listeners can get 50% off their first month when you go to ljsinnercircle.com. That's ljsinnercircle.com or find the link in the show notes. Now, on to today's episode. Hey everybody, what's going on? Brent here from Learn Jazz Standards. Welcome to another episode of the Learn Jazz Standards podcast, where I'm answering your jazz and music questions 5 days a week to help you have more fun than ever playing music and to shorten the learning curve in your jazz journey. We have a really great question today from Kevin Pritchett. Let's give it a listen.
When I'm working on a blues etude, or any etude for that matter, and let's say I work it up at a particular speed, it takes more time. It takes time to work it up to a higher speed. For example, if I learn an etude, not improvise on it, but just learn it at, say, 50%, it takes more time to learn it accurately at 70%. When does it make sense to spend the extra time to work it up to the higher speed, or when should we move on? Now, I'm not talking about performance. I'm talking about our regular learning through the courses. Hope my question makes sense. Thanks.
Great question from Kevin. Just a little context to Kevin's question here. Kevin is one of our Inner Circle members. And so he's talking about, we learn a new jazz solo every single month when we learn a new jazz standard, AKA an etude. So he's referring to this, but I think this really just applies to anything you do, right? Like anytime you're learning a piece of musical material, whether it be by ear, whether it be by reading it, or anything in between, right? Should you learn it at original tempo, or be able to play it rather at original tempo? I think that it's an interesting question to ponder, right? So oftentimes my first suggestion is, when you're learning something by ear, do not hesitate to use technology to aid you in that process, right? And what I mean by that is, like, let's just say, for example, you're learning like a Charlie Parker bebop head, you know, something that's fairly complex, lots of notes, tempo fairly quick. It can be difficult for your ear to latch onto all those individual notes. So using a tool like Amazing Slowdowner, Songmaster, or just the settings dial on YouTube, you can actually, you know, click the settings icon on a YouTube video and slow it down by X percent without it changing the pitch. You know, that's a good idea to me, right? That helps you learn something. And so then once you've learned it at a certain speed, let's say you've learned it at 50% or 75% of the speed, that comes into Kevin's question, where it's like, well, hey, should I be speeding this up to full speed? Should I be able to play this piece of music at full speed, you know, at the speed that it was intended to be playing at, right? And again, especially in the context of learning a solo or an etude, the idea is to be able to execute hopefully some of these ideas or adopt some of these kinds of ideas when you're trying to improvise over this song. And so here's kind of my general advice, right? Whenever we're learning anything, is to just try to figure out, what is the reason that you're doing this, right? It's a simple but important question to ask. Are you doing this to learn some jazz language, right? Well, then bringing it all the way up to speed doesn't have to be a primary objective, although it's still a good objective to bring it up to full speed, right? But at the very least, like, you know that even if you don't bring it up to full speed, you've gained something that you really wanted to get from it, which is learning more jazz language, learning more ideas, right? Perhaps the goal there isn't necessarily to take the whole piece that you learned to full speed, but it's just, hey, here's this 2-5-1 lick that will be really handy. Let's bring that up to full speed. And hey, while we're at it, let's take it through all 12 keys, or let's recompose it, or let's compose our own based on that same, like, right? We go through a bunch of different ways to repurpose and utilize a piece of language that we learn musically, right? So it's more looking at it from that lens versus, is this complete until I bring it up to full speed? It's, well, what am I trying to get out of this today, right? Now, is it a good idea in general when you learn a piece of music to try to get it close to the speed of the original tempo. Yeah, absolutely, right? For example, if you're trying to learn a jazz standard that's typically played at, you know, 180 BPM, right? That's typically what it's called at, played at. So you're trying to improvise at that speed, right? And so you learn a solo or an etude over top of that particular song, but you're only able to play it at 50%. Are the chances that you're going to be able to execute some of those ideas, even if they're just conceptualized, not the exact verbatim thing, at the original speed that, you know, you're actually intended to improvise at? Are you set up for success there? Probably not. Like, you're probably a little too far off the mark speed-wise to be able to implement and utilize that stuff the way that you want to. So my feeling always is to look at the whole picture there and decide what's important to you. And, well, when possible, get things close, if not all the way up to the original tempo. But the last kind of, I think, part of Kevin's question that's in there somewhere is, you know, if you're spending, you know, a ton of practice time just trying to get it up to tempo and just not able to get it up to tempo, right? Your chops aren't there yet, whatever it happens to be. You're using a lot of your valuable practice time on this one thing that you're trying to get up to tempo. Is it worth it, right? And again, that comes back to really asking yourself, what am I trying to get out of this thing, right? Is it important that I get this one up to tempo now, or is it important that I gain technical facility and ability to play things at a faster tempo over time? And to me, that's probably more the goal. That's probably more the hope that you're trying to get out of that there. So you want to be thinking about these things when we're really thinking about our practice time, how to best utilize our practice time. Is it worth spending more time on something or not? Because it's not always worth spending more of your practice time on something. If you're getting really frustrated, that's a good reason to switch it up and say, hey, I think I got enough out of this. I don't need to keep, you know, beating this over the head just to try to make it work. And that's not to say that, you know, you shouldn't face musical challenges. It's a good thing to face musical challenges. It's a good thing to come across adversity, because usually that means you're growing as a musician. But at the same time, if you're at 75% and you just seem to not be able to get it to 100% speed, and you're spending like whole practice sessions just trying to achieve that one goal, then you have to start asking yourself, is that the highest return on my investment, right? And maybe it is. Maybe you decide that the number one problem with your jazz playing today is your technical ability to execute ideas on your instrument. And so in that case, you'll want to be, yes, considering getting everything up to speed that you're learning, but also doing other things to improve the technical facility on your instrument, right? Maybe that needs to be a priority to focus on. And that's how practice really is, right? There's no such thing as a balanced practice session, right? That's a fallacy in my mind. Like, you know, when I think of a balanced practice session, it's like, hey, for the first 10 minutes, we work on technical exercises. For the second 10 minutes, we work on chord voicings. For the third 10 minutes, we work on chord tone mapping. For the next one, we learn part of a melody of it. Like, that doesn't exist, right? It's okay to have structure and some balance to your sessions, but ultimately you need to be finding the areas that you need to improve on the most and spend most of your practice time working on those things. And when you think about your practice like that, you start to filter out the things that aren't going to give you as high of a return on investment on your time, right? So I know that's not a direct answer to the question, because it is such a personal thing, really, to if you should spend a lot of time getting something up to original tempo or not. But hopefully some of this commentary gets you thinking about your practicing and what you're doing and what's worth the extra effort or not. All right. That's all for today's episode. Remember that knowledge without action isn't really knowledge at all. Remember that a lot of practice time isn't near as important as just a little bit of really quality practice time. And of course, remember to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen. Don't want you to miss out on any episodes. And we have a good Fast Track Friday episode coming up tomorrow, so you won't want to miss that one. So until next time, happy practicing and cheers. Hey, podcast listener, would you like to ask me a jazz question and get it answered here on the show? Then go to learnjazzstandards.com/ask. That's learnjazzstandards.com/ask. I look forward to hearing your question and answering it on a future podcast episode. learnjazzstandards.com/ask, or find the link in today's show notes.